Okay, welcome to Ask Catherine for October 14th. We're into the fall. Halloween's coming. Ooh, it's exciting. Two things to mention. We have a wonderful new leader to help build the circles, Celeri Circles on Connect. And if you're not on Celeri Connect to meet and find the people in your area, I strongly recommend you do it. We're seeing more and more people finding each other and amazing things happening. The other thing is, again, we're running a special on cash and coin. If you switch from using online digital systems to cash and coin, you can get, depending on the length, a month or 2 months extra bonus time. So I would encourage you to do that because we're trying to get much, much more resilient. Anyway, check out cash and coin at the store. Okay, cash and precious metals. Two people asked if I do consultations. I don't do consultations anymore. I canceled them in the 2018 because the regulatory expense of providing individual investment advisory services was getting more and more and more expensive and difficult. And I want to be free to tell people the truth and not worry about, okay, what if the regulator's going to permit this? It's the similar problem you're seeing doctors have right now. If you're going to tell people the truth, you need to kind of move out of that system. Anyway, I'm still an investment advisor. I do screens, but that means it's a regulatory matter. It's impossible to do consultations and it's impossible to give investment advice on the Celeri report. I don't do that because I really think to give investment advice, you need to know individual issues. The other thing is the big problem right now is lawlessness. And when you have a legal or political problem, there are no financial solutions for a governance problem. I do think if you're interested in a consultation, if you listen to the last three and the equity overview that's coming up next week, if you just go through four equity overviews and the links and materials, you'll find a great deal that will help you in this environment. A lot of the issues of diversification, what you do, how you do it, you really have to take the time to kind of come up with your own plan. Now, you may delegate, you may want real estate to be managed by a property manager, securities to be managed by an asset manager. I'm not saying don't do that. But in terms of your overall plan and strategy, you really have to take the time to figure it out yourself. And anybody can do it. And I hope the equity overviews are useful. Do you recommend people take out life insurance on themselves and family members in general? Depends on the circumstances. Life insurance can be very useful for protecting against sudden expenditures. So I have life insurance so that the Celeri team has resources to deal with, if I'm in a car accident or a plane accident, something like that. Also, if you have big estate taxes, life insurance can be very good in sort of providing a slug of money to pay the taxes. I think the important thing to figure out life insurance, you really need a really good insurance company or broker. So if I was going to figure out a life insurance problem or whether it made economic or sort of risk management sense, there's a great broker I use for life insurance questions. Bob Lee does a lot with Northwestern. He works with a lot of, but he's out of Memphis and just a remarkable human being and very knowledgeable about what's going on in the world. You know, a lot of times I just go to Bob and say, okay, what should I do? How do I do this? And one of the things I think it's really important is if you do insurance, you want to go with a company that's much more credit worthy. And Bob has a good handle on that, works with companies that have the highest credit rating. The other is for years I've gotten insurance. I use a couple different brokers, but I use Farm Bureau. I'm a member of Farm Bureau and their insurance company state by state. In Tennessee, and I think it's the same way in the other states, they're owned by the members. Only the members can buy shares. Anyway, and I found them to be very economic and very honorable when the time comes and you got to pay something out. So that's always been my experience. The other one I use is Farmers, just because one of our team has a wonderful cousin who works there. It's finding people of integrity that you can trust. So I think find yourself a couple good brokers and make sure you get yourself educated. You can waste a lot of money on insurance and not get what you thought you wanted. So I would be very careful to take the time to get educated and due diligence. But there are many circumstances in which I think life insurance is more than appropriate. But again, got to have a great credit rating on the insurance company and you want to have a really good broker to help. Aloha, Catherine. Thank you for support. I've been watching you for a while. I have a major part of my investments in a silver ETF. Am I wise to keep my investment there? Is it safe? I also own in my possession diversified and safe deposit box in my possession gold and silver. So I don't believe in having a lot of my money in any one place, period. I wouldn't do it. I think it's, you're right to have a balance between something that's liquid and then something that's in your possession, whether it's, you know, in your home safe or safe deposit. So it sounds like in terms of custodian, you have diversification. I don't like, so I wouldn't want everything in my possession. You know, I would want things in different places, different jurisdictions. You say, this is what I depend on to support myself with only a small income of Social Security. My question is, how safe is this ETF? I can't advise you on the ETF, just to tell you, you know, I don't like a lot in any one thing. Anyway, I will say this, Sprout and I have always had a very tense relationship. we had quite a, well, you know what contest about the missing money, and I was right and he was wrong, and he didn't take that well. Anyway, that's not someone I... The relationship is not cordial, but that's not due diligence on a securities. I saw in your interview with Dell on the High Wire that you said the Salary Report contained a list of central banks, so we should know which banks to avoid. I think you misunderstood me. There, it's real simple. Just you can do take a look at the New York Fed and San Francisco Fed member banks, but then you can also look at the top 20 banks in the country. So what you're looking for is you're looking for a credit union or a community bank where you, it has good governance, it has good management, and you can have a relationship with the decision maker and they can know you personally. That's what you're looking for. So, you know, the New York Fed member banks and the top 20 banks, that list will do. If we try, hi, Catherine, if we try to conduct legal transactions with silver and gold, are we required to use American Eagle coins at their face value? So no, I don't really know what you're referring to. I asked a very knowledgeable precious metals dealer. He didn't know what you're referring to. It's true that some things are legal tender, so you can always use 90% silver if you want, which may have a higher face value. It depends. I don't pay any attention to this. You can transact at market whenever you want with whomever you want. There's no rules against it. If I want to buy legal tender, I get 90% silver. I don't bother with American Eagles because I'm looking for the lowest premium over melt, and I've always found I get, with rare exception, I get a much better deal with 90% silver. And I would always buy whatever gives you the least premium payment over melt value. And I don't know why you would worry about legal transactions. I don't think you're going to pay your taxes with silver and gold. So I just wouldn't worry about this. I would, if you want legal tender, something for payment on legal tender, I'd get 90% silver. But otherwise, I would focus on getting the lowest premium to melt value, which is unlikely to be American Eagles. Anyway, if there's something I'm missing, please feel free to send another link or post. I live in Malibu and definitely don't want to be here for long, but I don't grow my own food. I know there are many farms around me, but is there a way to join a local co-op or find one? What you want to look for is a local CSA. C as in cow, S as in Sam, A as in apple. CSA, Community Supported Agriculture. It's where you become a member and you give them money at the beginning of the year. That's what they use to plant and grow. And then you get a box every week or so often anyway. But check out the local CSAs in your area. There's also, check out the Edible Communities website to see if there's a magazine, an Edible Communities magazine for the Malibu area, because that's how you'll find a lot of great sources of food. Also, I have money in the stock market. So again, my recommendation is listen to the equity overview that we do next week, but also listen to the last three equity overviews or read the transcript and go through the links. I think that will address all your questions. As Ramba says, this is the most hated bull market in the history of Western civilization. Hi, Catherine. A friend who is quite informed on economics says the stock market is about to undergo the most devastating crash in history. What is your take on this? You know, I'll never forget a client in 2014 telling me that she'd had lunch with a billionaire and the stock market was going to crash, you know, by 50%. She had it on inside information. I said, you know, the stock market's going to go up a lot. Planet equity scenarios on. I can't tell you how many insider tips I've gotten that are wrong on this. Now, if you look at the drop we got in the beginning of 2020, you know, the market dropped almost 35%. You're looking at a highly political situation with massive amounts of central bank intervention and, you know, gobs of secret money coming out of governments run with secret books. This is not a market economy. It's not a market. I think Mr. Global wants to keep using the planet equity scenario, which I've talked about in the equity overviews. I'll talk about it again. But anything could happen. And remember, you know, the industry makes money on the pumps and dumps. They make money on big drops and corrections. And bull markets always have corrections. And when you run up this high, you get very big corrections, as we did last year. So anything is possible, because when something is this political, the politics can blow up and you can, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, what's going on right now could blow up the whole planet. Could a nuclear war lead to a devastating crash? Absolutely. Go back through the last 100+ years of the markets and you can see these gut-wrenching wars and genocides can be very bad for everybody. Anyway, anything's possible, and that's why you have to be prepared. I think the chances of a devastating crash in the next year are reasonably low, but the politics could result in a devastating crash. So anything is possible and you have to be prepared. You know, you have to be prepared. And it's one of the reasons, if you listen to equity overviews, I focus on resiliency, resiliency, resiliency. Anytime you can invest in something that permanently lowers your expenses, do it. Just do it. Anyway, check out the equity overviews. Question, how about taking some time with Mr. Titus to explain what it means when the Fed grows its balance sheet? Okay, I will ask John next time we do money and markets to discuss this. Here's the thing. So you seem to really understand this completely. We know they make up money on the Treasury federal notes, but how on earth can they make up treasuries and then make up their own money to buy the treasuries? We just sit around and pretend this is normal. They're buying the country and its assets with made up money. Are you kidding me? No, we're not kidding you. That's exactly what they're doing. I mean, if the combination of what the Fed is doing with quantitative easing and FASB 56, it's worse. It's even worse than you're thinking, because they are borrowing money using our collateral, which means our homes, our assets, our collateral for the money they're making up and stealing. Okay. So at the same time, they're giving themselves money for free and buying everything for free. You know, they're putting us on the hook for the debt that they use to do it. So think of this as, you know, no different than the Sheriff of Nottingham riding in and just taking everything. That's what this is. Hello, my car insurance is with USAA and basically say, should you open an account with them? I've never done business with USAA, but I've had clients who did and always had a very excellent experience with them. I would still want a community bank with sort of relationships, people I know and can have relationships with. My impression is USAA is mostly online. So again, I would want a good community bank or credit union, but I have no reason to know. I have no reason to think that USAA is not perfectly competent. My state has a mandate that we have. Oh, so we go to COVID-19. My state has a mandate that we have the jab to work. I remember seeing your legal form that you made available to help us out. Thanks. And thanks so much for all you do. Okay. There's a lot of back and forth about the mandates. John Titus and I talk about it on Money and Markets this week. Here's the thing. The emergency use authorization is still in place. The vaccination they've approved is not manufactured or available. So they're trying to mandate with an emergency use authorization. They don't have the law behind them. The Department of Justice cooked up a ridiculous opinion that said they could do this. It's totally BS. It's just not the law. And the approved vaccine is not available. And so they're using the EUA one. Needless to say, the EUA is not legal because there's plenty of treatments. Proof positive, Taiwan's vaccination deaths just surpassed Taiwan's COVID-19 deaths. If you look at the basis of emergency use authorization, they have no legal basis to get an emergency use authorization. And so if you look at the mandates they're trying to do, Paul Craig Roberts just wrote a great article saying it's a hoax, because as far as I can tell, the federal government is doing this based on a presidential press conference. OSHA and the Department of Labor have not yet issued an emergency rule. which would then be the basis that we could all sue them on. So as far as I'm concerned, they have no basis for a mandate, and they have no basis for requiring employers to do a mandate. And I think there's not an employer in the world who has the basis for a mandate. And I dare any employer to describe how they're providing informed consent, how they're providing health care insurance, life insurance, and disability insurance, and where their legal documentation, where's the legal document they got from the government that says they have to do this? I would love to see somebody produce a legal document to an attorney. So if your employer is insisting, I would demand to see the legal document that gives them the authority to do this. I would demand it. And check out what's been happening with Southwest. We talk about Southwest. Southwest had to back down. Lou Rockwell has a new great article, Intel Refuses to Mandate Vaccinations. Wow. And now they can do it because the semiconductor market is very, very hot. So the government can't threaten to cancel their purchases. I'll tell you, this is a real fight. John and I also talk about the fact that employers are trying to deny the religious exemption, which they can't do. And if you look at what little we've seen, we think they're losing in court and are going to continue to lose in court on that one. Anyway, so get ready to fight. Catherine, in case you haven't seen it, New South Wales has a victim compensation bill in. It'd be a miracle if it goes through. I hope it does go through, because there are a lot of people who are going to need compensation. Just be warned that when this has happened in the United States, you know, it takes forever. A lot of people who deserve compensation don't get it, and those who do take forever. Hello, Catherine. Interesting if this traditional vaccine under development in India proves to be safer. So India is working on a vaccination, and I almost wonder if the compromise with the Indians isn't, you know, they'll give everybody saline shots and pretend it's an injection so the vaccine passports can go into effect. Because I'll tell you, you know, there are two things going on here. The central bankers want the vaccine passport. It looks like there's something in the shot they also want in. And it may not be in every shot, you know, because again, we're watching very different behavior, different patches, different places, and continual reports of people showing up and it's just saline. Anyway, so, you know, I wonder what's India's up to. But I've had people tell me that the Chinese vaccine is nowhere near as dangerous. And again, you almost wonder is if they're willing to play ball with a narrative as long as they don't have to poison their people. Catherine, given the dire predictions of doctors who are speaking out about the deadliness of the vaccine, what are you observing? I have dozens and dozens of people who are fine and have not shown any ill health as a result. So, again, I think they're very different batches in different places. So in some places we're getting reports, no one knows anybody who's had an adverse events. Other places, people are dropping like flies. Again, I think they're either different batches or different strengths. And remember, this is an experiment. So it doesn't surprise me. Now, I know dozens of people who have gotten vaccinated and they think they're fine, but I will tell you there's a real deterioration in their aura, their skin, with rare exception. It's not everybody. But the other thing is we have seen the immunosuppression for the people who make it through the initial period where the danger is blood clotting and then heart attacks, heart problems, strokes, neurological problems as a result of the blood clots. If you make it through the blood clot period, the problem seems to be toxicity and immunosuppression, which takes longer to work out. And if you haven't watched some of the interviews of Ryan Cole, he's a pathologist in Idaho who also runs a private lab, and he's seeing explosive increases in cancer, herpes, shingles, all the things that your immune system sort of naturally deals with. So I would assume if everybody's fine and made it through the spike protein, what you want to watch for is the blossoming of those things that happen when your immune system is weak. And I'm not even mentioning all the spiritual and energetic reports, which are, for me, even more frightening. People on Twitter are reporting that Jacksonville Center ATC controllers walked out last night due to jab mandate, 650 flights shut down. Another report says Southwest Airlines did the same thing, causing about 2,000 plus flight cancellations. I put up a great article in News Trends and Stories. I'll try and find it on both of these. I think Southwest Airlines had to back out because the sick out strike by the pilots and flight crews were going to shut them down. And I have to say, kudos to the people, you know, the employees of Southwest Airlines, because this is real safety issues. If you require people to inject things that give them blood clots when flying, you know, tends to cause blood clots, you're asking for trouble. That's a serious safety issue. And I think any airline that does this ought to be an airline. That's it. I don't want to fly these airlines. And any airline that would do this, it's like flying with a political campaign headquarters as opposed to an airline. One guy said to me, why are you just worried about the flight crews? Do you really want the guy maintaining the engine, you know, to be short on oxygen? I don't think so. UC Health denies kidney transplant to unvaccinated woman and donor is prepared to let her die. I would say this, any hospital that would do that is not a hospital I want to get operated on in. I mean, that's the thing. We're watching people flood out of institutions that would mandate this. And I have to tell you, any institution that would mandate this is not an institution it's very unlikely you want to be a part of it. So this is a two-way street. New Zealand COVID class action. This is one day left to make submissions to the committee before second reading. Attached is a notification of liability to oppose the seriously despotic legislation Kiwis needed now. The site for the bill is great. I really appreciate your sending that. Feedback. Do you have a preferred method of disposing of old cell phones and computers? It's really funny because we either give them to people who need something or, you know, sort of cycle them around team members. So we don't have a lot to throw away, but I'd love to, if you find one, I'd love to know, because we do need a good, it's important to dispose of those properly and recycle them. I used to have, when Court Skinner was running computers for everyone, I could always send everything to him and he'd get them recycled. Catherine, I've read many places that the White House, Congress, and their staff, FDA, CDC, NIH, the Postal Service, are exempt from the vaccine mandates. I can't verify that information. You ought to be able to verify the post office on a search, because I think their union has apparently done a very good job of protecting them. The others, I think it was mixed up until the federal mandate, but now I'm assuming they're either mandated or whatever the facts is. You can certainly, for the White House, you can certainly call the White House press office and ask them. Here's the problem. I don't believe their answer. It's the only problem. Catherine, my husband, a surgeon, just got called but did not answer from a PA state detective. It sounded like asking to discuss the position of physicians in our institution regarding vaccine. No idea if it was an employee complaint or admin complaint or what. It may have been a nurse overhearing two doctors talk about not being pro-COVID jab. Also, another physician said $14,000 fine from government for any unvaxxed employee. How can that be? I don't see how they have the legal... I mean, here's the thing. I would not answer the phone. I don't think, unless you have a subpoena that you're required to answer or discuss, but I would get an attorney lined up now. You need to make sure there's some good attorneys in Pennsylvania. You need to make sure you've got them and they're educated and you know what the law is and you're ready to deal with anything that could come. Hi, Catherine. I thought you'd be interested to know about this Maine bill that will be on the November ballot. Maine Stands Up, and it's for food freedom. I think it's a great thing. We just did in the last year, if you go to food.celeri.com, you'll see the interview we did on Maine that Pete Kennedy did. It was either in 2019 or 2020. And, you know, there's great food stuff happening in Maine is all I can say. And then you say, I'm a new subscriber and learned of your work from Thomas Myers, The Present Age. I appreciate your work. And also you are offering some anthroposophical insights through Thomas's Spiritual Academy. His next one, Spiritual Knowledge, hopefully we'll have up by Friday. So keep an eye out for that. And I appreciate your sending in that Maine legislation. Let's just pray that the people of Maine succeed. Catherine, there's one particular good one we all need that usually costs no less than $600 a firearm. Could the IRS technically create a gun registry without the ATF by tracking purchases like this? You betcha. Absolutely. I would note there's a wonderful young activist who created 3D printing plans to 3D print a gun, and he just died of a heart attack. I think his age was 28. Very, very suspicious. I think he was killed. And one of our teammates said one reason they may have shut off the mail to Australia is they didn't want 3D printing plans for 3D printing a gun to get mailed down to Australia. Comment, somebody sent the link on the New York Times retracting the massive exaggeration of children hospitalized by COVID-19. Thank you for sending that. That is so outrageous. You know, and I say it all the time. My one experience with the New York Times personally, the Bush administration persuaded me that they were a criminal enterprise. So that's why we never, you know, we never depend on the New York Times. If the New York Times says it's so, we double check. Titus and I discuss it, money and markets. It's outrageous. Question, most of the exemption forms I see are quite old, predating the so-called approval for the job that isn't available yet. Are there any employer exemption forms from recent weeks? The excrement is getting deep. So the reason we haven't changed those forms is it's still an emergency use authorization. The Pfizer injection that they approved is not available and it's not being used. So you're still under the EUA. And, you know, what we would love to do is adapt them for the written rule that the government publishes that says an employer can mandate despite the fact it's an EUA. But of course, they haven't published it yet because I think they have no basis in law. And so they're trying to bluff everybody. But we're still trying to find. Check out Paul Craig Roberts' article, This is a Hoax. We put it in News Transit Stories, but you can get it up on his website if you just do a search for Paul Craig Roberts and Hoax. John Rappaport wrote one, and John and I talk about it in the money markets this week. But again, the forms, in my opinion, are not out of date. Now, you need to know sort of all these different bring downs. But the injection they're trying to give you is operating under the EUA. It is not operating under an approved, it's not an approved vaccine because the one they approved is not available. It's not manufactured. So they are operating under the EUA and trying to do this with a big, big bluff underneath the EUA. And it's pretty outrageous. No, I appreciate that the companies may be dealing with some pretty serious blackmail from the federal government, but you know, this is basically a mafia shakedown. There's nothing in the law that supports any of what's going on that I can tell, despite the, you know, sort of the most ridiculous, I don't know, who, there's a woman named Dawn who wrote the DOJ opinion that they could mandate with this going on. And it's just the biggest pile of, as you said, excrement. The excrement is deep. Question, I know that the thought of reptilians posing as humans sounds strange. It did to me when I first heard about this from a friend about 8 years ago. However, the actions of many in power to deliberately destroy humans via tainted blood, toxic injections, mind control, EMF radiation, make it hard for me to believe they are fully human. Here's a short 3-minute video of an interview with Birla. That's the head of Pfizer, who's clearly not human. Would you like to know if others have similar doubts if these monsters are even human? What do you think? Joseph and I talked about doing an interview of all the different theories of who Mr. Global is and why Mr. Global is behaving in this way. But I do think, you know, I do believe there's such a thing as interdimensional intelligence. You know, some people call it demons and angels, you know, but I think we're dealing with very evil interdimensional forces here that operate and can work through humans. I have no opinion on reptilians. It's one of many theories. And I just, my personal experiences, you know, secret societies and organized crime plus mind control. And I've never met a story about aliens that couldn't be explained by mind control, not to say that it explains it. Because you know, clearly we have a different separate civilizations flying around this planet with you know, with anti-gravity technology and all sorts of high-tech stuff. It's been going on for centuries. And I mean centuries and centuries. Then somebody sent a link to David Martin Follows the Money. So one subscriber, I put it in subscriber input, sent in a link of David Martin reporting that he'd been in a car accident in 1996 and lost both of his legs and was in a wheelchair. And then the second link they sent was a link of him in Antarctica, I don't know, around 2012 going for a jog. So you'll forgive me if I don't post it. Lou Rockwell, somebody sent a link, the economy is being crashed on purpose. Yeah, the economy is being re-engineered on purpose, absolutely. No links in health local gatherings. Again, if you're not on Connect, please get on Connect and start finding people in your place. It's we now have about 300 people. We've just been bringing them in slowly, but it's growing. And some places you've got some really great circles going. Someone sent a link to a Steiner book, The Mystery of Earth. I'll check that out. Then a nomination for a guy named Bush Craft Beer, who's reporting on La Palma. What's going on with volcanoes are very, very concerning. So I appreciate your sending that link. Then for Catherine and John, change in Webster. Notice how laws were switched to regulations. This is frightening. This is really frightening. I've got to see if I can make this go up. But it's exactly what Webster said. They're going to change the law by changing the word definitions. This one is hot off the press. School board domestic terror push. Yeah, we covered, I think we touched on that in Money and Markets. You know, it's kind of ridiculous. You can't find a terrorist. So now we're going to make parents terrorists. Then Newsom signed a bill to dramatically expand the state's CBD industry. Yeah, he's giving payback to all these people who rigged the election for him. It's what it looks like to me. This article elaborates on the fact that laptops and Chromebooks given to students during the pandemic by districts, aka the government, used surveillance technology. What a surprise. You know, we're all going to have to homeschool. That's just how it is. And if you haven't, we're just about to publish the hard copy for the first quarter wrap-up. But check Corey Lynn's article about being careful with technology and how to sort of get technology working for you instead of taking advantage of you. Here's a video of police showing up at an Australian citizen's home questioning if he attended a protest 6 months earlier and questioning him on whether or not he made a specific social media post. Just keep praying for everyone in Australia. The Department of Justice, the Attorney General, threatens parents who oppose critical race theory while a son-in-law grows rich from it. I'll tell you, the conflicts of interest are just unbelievable. And the insider trading, it's really out of control corruption. Then somebody sent in the article from Zero Hedge about Google tracking everyone in a search, and we covered that in Money and Markets. So great links. I really appreciate it. And then no questions and take action or other. So don't forget, Cash Friday, use cash on Friday. Use cash all week long. Get yourself a great local bank or credit union. And for anybody interested in sort of how to deal with managing their assets in this environment, I strongly recommend an old post that's in the library called Beyond Diversification. It'll also be in some of the links for the equity overviews. Check out the last three equity overviews in our equity overview next week. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's it for Ask Catherine. And again, get on Connect. Don't ask if there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, you need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.